brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The world is drunk on delusion and fraud. I'm not on some moral high horse, ladies and gentlemen. I feel incredibly weak. But I know, and I can feel it in my spirit, folks are praying for us. And it's just, I'm so sad. It's wearying. There's a Bible verse that with great knowledge comes great sorrow. And we just have to be honest with ourselves about the type of world we're in and where this situation is going. Steve Quayle's with us for the rest of the hour. SteveQuayle.com is his website. And he joins us right now. Steve, this is only a five-minute segment. The long segment's coming up, and we'll continue. Well, what are some of the things that we haven't gotten into that we need to cover? A financial collapse in the next segment. I want to get into that with you and the state of that. The dollar's starting to go down right now. But what are some of the other big issues that are important?
I think it's really critical, Alex, that people understand that right now we're experiencing such a convulsion in the geology of the planet. And that also is man-made. You know, in my book, and I got to give a pitch for a book I wrote because it was tough for people to grab it. In Genetic Armageddon, I go into the whole Nazi plan that was in New Schwabenland and the Antarctic, and most people think we won World War II. We really didn't, 1947. And I go into the stuff that's leading up to where we're at right now. And my book, Weather Wars, if I can just tell people this, I'm almost out of Genetic Armageddon. Literally, I only have probably 2 to 3 dozen copies of that. Weather Wars, a couple hundred. But in those, and you've read my books and looked at them, Alex, you know I do a lot of footnoting. I do a lot of validating, just like you do. And even then, I find that people just want to shake their heads. So what's going on in the world of the manipulation of the weather is unlike anything we've ever seen before, because there's never been weather modification in full-scale war. The Russians are using it. The Chinese are using it. We're using it. We've got so many volcanoes going live. And one of the very first radio programs I did 20-some years ago, I said, you'll know in the end when the world's major volcanoes all come active at the same time. Well, that puts a lot of sulfur dioxide in the upper atmosphere. It changes the pH of the oceans. And what I postulated years ago is now happening. I said, what happens when all of the nations start using weather weapons and all these different waveforms and energy forms start interfering with each other, echoing, reverberating, bouncing off each other? And what happens to the radiation when it's being attenuated by different waveforms and also lasers, by the way? And if people look up and see the chemtrails, and that's the greatest, I guess, disappointment in my life, is that people can't equate chemtrail saturation one day to an outbreak of really severe respiratory distress the following day. I'm in Bozeman, Montana. We got sprayed the other day, and now we've got a flu up here, and we've got respiratory distress. I've been fighting it, and everybody I know has been fighting it, and they obviously email me and phone call and say, are you seeing it? It's saturation. So the point that I'm trying to make is this, in this segment, the volcanoes are critical. Isn't it interesting? The guy that's stuck in the icebreaker was one of the biggest pundits for global warming, and I think that's God's sense of humor. Global warming? Are you kidding me? And see, Henry Kissinger's statement comes into play here. They are simply the Nazis and, if you will, the globalists and / Illuminati. They are overwhelming us in all realms. We'll get into the economy next, but what they're doing is simply super saturating our senses so we lose our balance and we lose our reference.
That's
point.
Right. They're bum-rushing us, hitting us with everything, and if people think 2013 was big, 2014 is going to be massive. I want to get your trends for 2014, the economy, and more with Steve Quayle. Toll-free number to join us. We'll start taking calls coming up at the bottom of the hour. If you want to get lined up with your questions or your comments, wide open phones for Steve Quayle, 800-259-9231. First-time callers, 800-259-9231. His website, SteveQuayle.com. Find all his books and material there. An intriguing person. Every time he's on, people are amazed.
The
facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
About 10 years ago, I started having top geologists, the heads of university geology departments on, who studied the Yellowstone supervolcano. All of Yellowstone is just the cone of the sunken caldera with one of the biggest magma formations near the crust of the earth anywhere on the planet. But here is some of the headlines. I don't want to just mention something like that last hour and say it would destroy the whole U.S. and then not have the proof. Yellowstone's volcano magma is much bigger than previously thought. Huffington Post. Chicago Sun-Times. Yellowstone supervolcano eruption could be 2,000 times Mount St. Helens. And then we've got the New York Post talking to the geologist saying it would destroy the entire United States. And we were showing people that earlier on the screen. I'm not saying this is going to go off right now. The point is that when you've got reports like this, and then the government has known this, and in the past would say, shut up, don't talk about it, don't discuss it. My only point is the system is not in control. And now the volcano is becoming more active. It's rising, and geologists across the board say, we've gotten pretty good at predicting stuff. They say it's due to erupt. And they said, we don't know if that means a month or 50 years, but in the geological record, because they have the isotopes studying the last eruptions, they can tell you when things happen, meteor strikes, you name it. They're saying, basically, we're 1 second away. Now, that can be 1,000 years. But the point is, it's getting more and more active every week, and they're getting freaked out. In fact, I was reading articles where geologists that have studied it, that live there, are leaving. I mean, I'll explain something to you, folks. There's no known time in human history, in the last 6,000 years of recorded history, when a supervolcano has gone off. And we have all these legends of civilizations that disappeared. Maybe that was it. When they do, they cause ice ages because they throw up so much dust. Krakatoa was known to have lowered world temperatures for several years. It was a small volcano. We're talking, you know, tiny compared to something like this. This is thousands of times worse. A hiccup of it, just a hiccup, would be, you know, 50, 100 times bigger than Mount St. Helens. Steve, I want to get into the economy with you, but you, again, are the first person I ever heard talk about the super caldera. I didn't even know. I mean, I knew it was volcanic, you know, stuff like Hot Springs, Arkansas, deep down, but I didn't understand it was what they call, you know, basically dormant but really active, and it was political correctness to call it dormant, but it's not dormant. It's active and becoming more active because you live in that area, I know, for a long time, or at least did. I didn't ask where you live now, but how did you have the intel on that first?
Well, I basically, Alex, it's kind of interesting because I'm one of the only guys, maybe there are other people out there, I just don't know them, that have photographed it every year. For 40 years, I fly it historically a couple times a year in a helicopter with thermal imaging. I know a lot of people, both behind the scenes and the ones that are quoted in the press, have talked to some of them. I don't know them personally, but have talked to them. And so the thing that I find it's interesting, though, when the BBC, prior to the Banda Aceh earthquake, wanted to come up here and put me on camera, you'll enjoy this. I said, you guys, you're a waste of time. Yellowstone's not going off, but you've got a very short time to get down to basically Indonesia because that's where the action's going to be. I will say this, that the whole, if you will, lava or magma chamber is headed more towards the south. And interestingly enough, if people want to go on my website, stevequayle.com, one of the most popular places on my website, Alex, is a photo of the day. And I'm like featuring Yellowstone next week to the nth degree because over the years I've seen the change. But what most people don't understand, what affects Yellowstone, I've literally been in Montana. I live in Bozeman still. And there have been 1,000 microquakes and nothing's happened. And I'll tell you a fascinating story. People say I'm a hypocrite because I live here. And I say, listen, I have peace in my heart that Yellowstone is not going to blow because I know quite a bit about the geology and I know what was happening. For the record, at one point there were Russian nukes there. They were taken out. Okay, that wasn't just a fable. That was true. And I happened to talk to the general who was under the authority to basically find him and disarm.
By the way, I mean, it even came out in mainstream news this year that they confirmed that the Russian embassy in D.C. had a nuke in it.
Yep. So the thing is Yellowstone, I'll tell you, you use the word Krakatoa. Krakatoa, the son of Krakatoa, is the one that I've written extensively about. And Sue Bradley, who's gone to be with the Lord, wrote amazing stuff about Krakatoa. But the fascinating thing is that even when you're dealing with volcanoes and the ancient myths and legends, I write about all this stuff to try and make it relevant to contemporary. They're talking about, if you will, demonic evil forces that get released. And now you're seeing people, and this is something that people should be aware of, because you're getting reports, even the Baja Mexico, of falling stars straight down, not with any type of angular trajectory, and people literally seeing these things forming into beings with wings and then disappearing. Okay, now I want to make something clear to everyone. This is not the World Weekly News we're talking about. These are eyewitness accounts coming from all over the world. And all of the ancient secrets, Alex, I remember, I quote the scripture, there's nothing that has been hidden that's not going to be revealed. The control of ancient history that tells us what holds in the future, what the future holds, has been in the hands of the Illuminati.
No, I hear you. There's a lot of stuff we don't know, and they hide all that knowledge, and there's also a lot of other craziness out there.
Let's look at the biggest threat right now. It's Cumbre Vieja, okay? The bottom line is we're seeing specific harp signatures over Cumbre Vieja in the Canary Islands. We're seeing the New Madrid. We're seeing just massed up. By the way, one of the biggest magma chambers besides the Yellowstone, it goes up and down the Cascade region, okay? And Henry Gruber, an amazing magnitude.
That's right. We've been seeing earthquakes on the East Coast that haven't happened in hundreds of years at that magnitude.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is people have got to pay attention to this stuff. And again, ladies and gentlemen, if this stuff interests you and you want to know the science behind it and the control behind it, I wrote a great book called Weather Wars, and I'm only pitching it, Alex, because they're so far ahead of their time that when it happens, people say, how'd you know? I have an answer for them. No one could know this unless God or his servants gave me the knowledge. I want to make it clear, okay? I'm not clairvoyant. I'm just a guy that's a researcher and an author.
You're able to look at all the documents and issues that are there, and then you connect the dots and you know are given discernment. It makes perfect sense. Now, one big issue that's come out is that the police and military are compartmentalized, but they are being trained for martial law. They are being trained for economic collapse. We know all the reasons. We know the stock markets. Most companies that are in there are 100 to 1, 50 to 1, 200 to 1 price-earnings ratio. It's totally insane. No one's denying that. What do you expect in the next year or so with the global stock market? Will it go to 20,000? Will it plunge to 10,000? Will they use the plunge to then bring in the bail-in and go after our bank accounts like Europe? What's coming?
Well, they're going for a bail-in like Europe, okay? That's already stated. It's already there. The bottom line is they changed the wording, Alex, in the banking laws from obviously a secured lender to an unsecured lender, which means basically if the bank's in trouble and you put your money in the bank, they have access to your money. It's no longer your money. If you look at the return that people are getting in the banking world, it's pathetic. Now, the stock market's a crapshoot. HFT, high-frequency trading, is the order of the day. The scandals, how anyone can believe that the people that are in trouble for stealing billions and trillions of dollars are going to make it possible for them to make an honest buck. You see, the point is the American middle class has just about been destroyed. The whole insurance business and what people have
everything is converting to a fraudulent economy, which gives the globalists total control where they're exempt from the depression they're putting onto us, and that's it. Everything is a gamed facade at the global level, and they're trying to eradicate any form of independence because then they'll have full control.
Right, and you know, let's talk about the FEMA camps, because you're the one that has documented it over and over and over. You remember all the crap people used to give us about that?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, if you're planning on placing primarily Christians and others who are constitutionalists, freedom-loving conservatives, what happens to all their stuff? That's a question that nobody ever asks. I'll ask it, I'll deal with it, and I'll tell you it. That's what's promised to the pillagers, okay? You can watch the Viking movies on TV or A&E or wherever it's on and go, gee, that's how those guys made a living, by pillaging. That's what's promised. We've seen it. We saw it in the Louisiana situation where literally homes are ransacked. So what the disconnect, Alex, is this. They don't want just some stuff. They want all stuff. They don't want just some power. They want all power. And they want to remove any challenge to that. And that's why since I went on talk radio, and you know this, you know that there are times in your life, Alex Jones, where something unseen saved your life, protected you, or you were at the right place at the right time instead of the wrong place at the wrong time. The people who are at the wrong place at the wrong time, we have their obituaries already. So I'm encouraging every Christian or everybody that's seeking to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, that's a great prayer. Lord, help me be at the right place at the right time and not the wrong place at the
wrong
time.
Well, that's another point. People are spiritually being moved and awakened that there is a force of good and evil. Look at Matt Drudge coming out and saying he learned how to pray and it's done amazing things for him in 2013. And of course, all the science shows when you truly pray, your brain waves go up. You have high levels of creativity and empathy. There is some connection, and that's what we need to counter this evil. And it's so important. We're going to go to break, Steve. Come back and play Leanne McAdoo's report on the Stasi spy networks and get your take on that. And then in the next 30 minutes after that, we're going to take phone calls at 800-259-9231. We got Doug in Delaware wants to talk about bank runs. Jay in Florida wants to talk about Comet Ison. Ryan in Nevada wants to talk about Afghanistan. He's an Afghan vet. Bridget, as first up, wants to talk about chemtrails and illnesses. Ben in Missouri wants to talk about the Great Awakening with Steve Quayle, our guest InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Follow me on Twitter at RelofShounds. His site, SteveQuayle.com. All this and more on this final transmission of 2013.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through January 31st. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
Storm. Ladies and gentlemen, we are Riders on the Storm.
Riders on the Storm.
Evil is being unleashed all over the planet. That is historically what happens. People say, oh, but it can't happen today. It's already happening. And we're learning how they're getting people into all these Stasi and spy networks like it's fun and no big deal. My dad, a couple years ago, got approached by one of his patients from Homeland Security and said, we want to recruit you to spy on all your patients. He said, for terrorists? They go, no, we want to know everything they're doing and want you to influence them. He thought they were coming to him because he was my dad. And I said, no, talk to the other dentist around town. You know, it's InfraGuard. They're expanding it. He did. And he said almost all of them got approached at their homes or at their offices. And a lot of them signed up. Because, like, sure, I want to help my government. It's not your government. It's Obama's private domestic army, just as big and just as strong as our military, a thing he controls. Let's go to Leanne McAdoo's report on one area of this that we're premiering here, and then we're going to get Steve Quayle's take on it. Go to break, come back with your calls with Steve Quayle, but here's that report.
It used to be if you wanted to let your neighbors know about a lost dog or even trying to sell a car, you just come to your local community board. Well, nowadays, neighborhoods are relying on Nextdoor.com. It's a social networking app. It's kind of like Facebook, but it's for just you and your neighbors. Have you heard about Nextdoor.com?
I have not heard about Nextdoor.com. Enlighten me.
Have you ever heard of it?
No, what's that?
It's basically like a Facebook, but for neighborhoods. Are you familiar with the new Neighborhood Watch? It's kind of an online neighborhood watch that's pretty big here in Austin. It's called Nextdoor. They just received $60 million of investment money from Amazon, Google, Facebook, and George Tenet's company.
George Tenet?
The former director of the CIA.
Really? I had no idea about that, and I think it's bad.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Especially with everything, you know, like the NSA, all that stuff.
What has George Tenet got to do with me?
He's a big investor in Nextdoor.com. I mean, are you comfortable inviting him to your barbecue?
No, and it's amazing that he's working directly with Google and these big corporations. Anytime you have, you know, the private sector coming into things like surveillance and, you know, postage, military, I think that's great.
I'm not going to make any judgments on it, so...
Okay.
Especially with this, like, pointing right in front of me, I'm not going to say anything, so...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's the big issue, is that you might opt out of it, but your neighbors can sign you up for it.
Well, that's awful, and that seems to fit in with a larger pattern of us being more and more surveilled in our society. I'm all for it. If you're not doing anything wrong, you don't have anything to worry about, right?
One thing, we've taken the crabby old lady in the neighborhood and put her online now. So everything and anything you as out there.
So you'd be okay with the Tattle app aspect of it as long as you could use it to your advantage to target groups that you don't like.
That's absolutely correct.
The first thing that comes to mind, once you got big money and big government in, it kind of takes your flex away.
Why do you need this repository for the information?
Treat me like a neighbor and not as someone that you need to watch or spy on.
Government's not going to give up power. I mean, most of us can work through adversity, but to test a man's real character, you give him power.
Well, that was pleasantly surprising. It seems like a lot of people, at least here in Austin, are quite aware that we are under massive surveillance, and it's gotten out of hand. It seems like those people at least are going to be opting out of the program if they can. But what can we do to let the rest of the country know that this particular neighborhood watch may have been co-opted by the CIA?
Okay, folks, the CIA and NQTEL is funding all of this. Google, Microsoft, Facebook, it's all on record. It's all a big pump and dump. InfraGuard, the whole nine yards. And, again, this is about having your neighbors watch you. In a tyrannical government, they come after you because they want to control you and rob you. And these idiots go, well, I'll just go along with it. I'll be part of it. This is the creed of slaves. Steve Quayle, we've got 2 minutes till break. Your take on that report we just filed.
You stated it absolutely. This is the attitude of a slave. What's astonishing to me is how so many who enjoyed the fruits of freedom have lost any touch of reality with history to know the very thing that they're embracing. It wasn't somebody that said the West will embrace the chains that enslave them. When I hear that, I think of a slave to the system. And what I see is I see the robbing of everything unique in humanity. It's creativity, it's free will, and that's what it is, free will. The state becomes God. There is no God but the state, and you will do what God, the state, in parentheses, tells you to do. And that's why the early Christians had a statement, no king but Jesus, because obviously Caesar came to be and said, unless you worship me, it's, you know, you'll be crucified. So the point is that we're seeing now the most disgusting tattletale society. And when you see the effect of social media on taking people and arousing whatever passion, can you imagine a government agent just saying, go get this guy, he's the wrong guy.
I mean, exactly. This is so the government can find out who likes to tattle and be a little fake informant to then falsely accuse you and disappear you. This is Nazi Germany. We're going to talk about it when we come back on the other side with Steve Quayle and finish up getting into the Stasi Society, then your calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got to get him on more often. Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com is with us for the rest of the hour. And then, of course, the InfoWars Nightly News. Tonight, 7 o'clock Central, will be original as well. And have we decided, guys, who wants to come in tomorrow on New Year's Day and do a show with me? Why do a rebroadcast? Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, see a lot of hands flying up, a lot of excited people out there. No, we'll do the show live tomorrow. We'll be here live because so much is going on, so much is happening that we have a lot of great rebroadcasts. But I got a bunch of special reports we want to premiere. A lot of things going on, so we'll be live, Lord willing, here tomorrow. And, you know, I could sit here and laugh and joke around a little bit because we really do have to have trust in God and laugh when we can. We can't let this get us too down. It's just that evil is being released all over. Here's a few articles that we're going to get. Any other points Steve Quayle wants to make and then take phone calls for Steve, who's patiently have been with us here today. Here it is out of French news agency, AFP. Italian court overturns pedophile conviction as 11-year-old in love. So in Italy now, a 60-year-old man wants to trick your son, your 11-year-old. Let me tell you, I got an 11-year-old son. Any 6-year-old man takes him off and does something, you're not going to need to go to court, buddy. I'll just tell you right now. I mean, this is their plan. I told you the UN has announced NAMBLA is good. That's what it all is, the sexualization of kids in school, and Jocelyn Elders help the five-year-old masturbate. That creepy old witch. I mean, these people are control freaks. They want power over you and your kids. Told you they would legalize it. There it is. They have big medical associations coming out and saying it's wonderful. What's wonderful is what I'm going to do to your teeth and your nose and then your head. And I'm sorry, you touch my kids, I am going to, if you don't get convicted and go to jail, I am going to break your jaw right before I slam your head in the concrete till your brains are all over the ground. And I don't usually talk like that, folks, but that's a normal statement there, okay? Now, let's continue here. NBC's chief medical editor forced her kids to sign up for Obamacare as their patriotic duty. I mean, this is the type of garbage that's going on. Here's another one. People who are religious or spiritual have thicker brains, which could protect them against depression. The cortex is thicker or has more cells and more connection than people that are religious. That's right. And religious experience is associated with the highest brainwaves of rapture, of literature, of art. Ludwig von Beethoven would literally, he believed, could feel the universe and God's spirit flowing through him. Einstein said God does not play dice with creation. You cannot be a genius and not know that there's a spiritual realm and something else going on you resonate with. The problem is there are people that are geniuses who serve the Dark Lord. And that's what you've got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, is that archetype of the all-seeing fiery eye wreathed in flame. You know of what I speak. And we're here with Steve Quayle, but I was just mentioning that earlier, and Chris Jordan said, well, you didn't see that in your juice stack. They call that a stack of news they dig up and things I may not have seen. And no, I didn't, so I'm glad he brought that to my attention. Here's one more. Woman suing over amputation following arrest. I mean, now you go to the police and get roughed up so bad they cut your arm off. And this, it's getting creepy. It is getting so creepy. And by the way, record low number of police being killed since they started recording it in 1881. That's in the Associated Press today. And they admit in the internal studies that we've gotten from the Justice Department, because they're available, you've got to dig through them, that they admit it's gun ownership. The police all know. That's why most police groups are pro-gun, even though their bosses aren't, and they're demoting them if they stand up for America. I get that most police are actually good people. I'm not kissing your butt. They're trying to corrupt you. They're trying to turn you into paramilitary thugs. They're trying to sic you on the Tea Party and the Liberty Movement. But now you're starting to wake up, and the military is really awake. And I want to get Steve Quayle's take on that in a moment and then go to your phone calls. But briefly, we're listener-supported, and we try to offer the very best information warfare tools to wake people up. You can get, into the new year, 5.3 months free. That's the discount off the year membership. For $39.95, you can get 5 months free off the regular price. So you pay for six-plus months, and it's a 5.3 months free you get. So six-plus months, and you then get a big discount. And each membership is 11 memberships. Create an original username and passcode that's unique to the site, and then you can share it with friends and family so that they can go watch the nightly news, see higher quality podcasts, The Day Show, all my films. And that's what supports this operation. We could have done it without you. Please buy your war bonds in the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv. And then lastly, the InfoWars magazine has sold out most issues. It's been very successful. I've done it to have it be at cost to reach the maximum number of people. And we sell it in bulk of in groups of 10 up to 100. I actually need a copy of that. You guys run me one. And I know we have a video of it, but I want to actually show the TV viewers watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Radio listeners go to InfoWars.com. We have Obama becoming a dictator issue and exposes all the tyranny in the police state and the latest on that very important issue. But the subscriptions have been successful. But I think it's cost prohibitive, even at $39.95, including the 12 shipping charges, to sell it at cost. I still think it's cost prohibitive. What's been way more successful is selling them in bulk so you can get them and hand them out to friends and family when and where you want. So this is the last month you can sign up in the next year to get a subscription, because a year from now, we are not going to offer subscriptions anymore. We're going to honor the year of subscriptions. And we're going to continue on with the digital version and the hard copy version in mass. We're going to email out on Monday the digital version for everybody signed up at Infowars.com/newsletter. But it's a world-class magazine, and it's a hard copy you can give people. And the reason we're doing this is if I get rid of subscriptions, I can lower the price so much on the bulk that I can even lower it more in the bulk. So if you want to get the next year of this, this is your 1 month, January 2014, that you can do it. And on the back, it has a double cover, InfoWars Magazine, 1984, bringing in the new year that we're in, 1984, basically. Okay, I want to go to your calls and not hog the time anymore with Steve Quayle. But, Steve, the good news I've seen is our troops waking up and saying no to aiding al-Qaeda openly in Syria. It's like 80-90% of the military I walk by in Austin or other places run over and are listeners, officers, enlisted, you name it. We always had a lot of listeners in the military, but now it is just huge. I know that foreign governments listen as well because there's not a lot of media covering these issues. I know that the police statistically are waking up a lot. I've got to say more awake than the public. So the police are the answer and they're the problem because they are who the feds have really brainwashed, really gotten ready for war with us. Because when we talk about that Stasi report earlier, Steve Quayle, that you eloquently discussed, this is the essence of slavery. We have to remember, the Stasi training is demonizing patriots, veterans, gun owners, and the rest of it. So it's pointed at us. That's how bad this is. But what is your intel on the level of awakening in the military and police?
Well, the level of awakening has gotten dramatically higher, especially in the military. What has really helped, too, Greg Evenson and others who are former law enforcement officers are talking to their brothers in law enforcement. By the way, I have a lot of policemen who do listen to me that send me emails and stuff. The thing that's interesting, Alex, is that they're starting to get the feel now, what I've been warning them about for over 15 years, that they're the blue list. The red list, blue list, and green list for your listeners is a real deal. It's not patriot.
No. It's now come out that they have listed people they're going to round up in a collapse. Yeah.
But the blue list is this, and here's what I want everybody to understand. The foreign troops have dossiers on all the U.S. police, whether it's sheriff, highway patrol, they have the dossier. So once the police, sheriff, every form of state and local law enforcement have been utilized in, quote, arresting the patriots, the Christians, whoever's on the Illuminati's kill list, arrest list, then those guys get terminated, okay? That means within every police department there are overseers, and this is the thing that was given to me by a man who lost his life. So I will take no stuff from anybody on this. When a man's willing to come to the truth and it costs him his life, I listen. Once, I don't know the time frame, but within 30 to 45 days after the takeout of the gun owners, et cetera, then the police, those who have been going along with the program, they get taken out. They'll use the law enforcement's families as hostages against them, Alex. And again, when I say this with great trepidation. So my prayer is, and I pray this openly, I don't apologize, Lord, when the order is given to shoot your fellow American or arrest your fellow American, know that the order that has been given to you from that person, that's the guy that will also be assigned to take you out when you've done the dirty work.
And I want to be clear, this is done 100% of the time in ancient Rome, 100% of the time in Cuba, 100% of the time in any authoritarian state, Nazi Germany, 1934, Night of the Long Knives, where they killed tens of thousands of police and military who had served them and lowered the drawbridge, and then they brought in the SS after that and the Gestapo, and this is done in the Soviet Union. Any of you idiots who actually are conscious of the evil and think it's fun, you are morons. Guaranteed you're going to get chewed up in the Civil War when you try this with the patriots. That's like sticking your hand on a badger's nest. And then when you're done after that, 100% of the time, they're going to bare minimum fire your butt, keep you under surveillance. So you better join us in the fight against the New World Order right now. And I just, it's so critical that we get the police and military awake, because if we can do that, it's over for the globalist. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I've been banned. My website is now banned at the Pentagon and also banned in foreign fields, but still the troops have a way of getting through to me and getting information, and I openly claim that God will send his delivering angels to release them from the plan of them. You know, the point is, what have we seen, Alex? Not only in veterans, we've seen active duty members of the armed service denied ammunition, denied food, having their meals changed, their
made to serve seven tours, which is like no one would ever even think of. It's meant to destroy them. They're demonized.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because
a foreign enemy is in control of our military.
You got it. And the bottom line is that the military that has sworn an oath to the Constitution of this country against all enemies, domestic and private, you guys will be systematically taken out. And again, I say this, any order that's given to you, know that that person who's giving you that order will ultimately be the one that takes you out. You want to take some questions?
No, that's right. And we're not going to say what should happen to the person that wants to take you out. But, I mean, it's real simple, folks. Like in the new Red Dawn movie, when, you know, they're telling the people to be traitors, and you know what the cop tells them? He says, you know, kids, take these guys out. I mean, folks, this is really happening, okay? And the point is that we don't want to be the ones that move first. But know this, the minute this stuff starts, if they try it, all hell's going to break loose. We're trying to get the word out now to stop this. And, Steve, I know you know this. I know that this broadcast and what you've done and others, because we now know in hindsight, has, with people's prayers and everything, already stopped attempted takeovers before. So, but here's the catch-22, then we'll go to calls. We hold it back. Millions of other people in different areas, they hold it back. We all hold it back by exposing the program. It's hard for them to go green light. But at a certain point, we start beating them. They're going to have to green light or they totally lose. So how do we stop the cornering of these rats?
Well, I have an answer for you, and it's not a spiritual, it's a practical answer. Against overwhelming odds, when people have yielded in prayer and fasting and called upon God in his mercy, God takes the very weapons that are going to be used against the Christians, the believers, the Constitution, the people of good moral character. When I say moral character, I'm talking about people who have the right heart, and he gets the enemy to turn their weapons on each other. Don't think Russia and China don't have plans for each other. And so my prayer continually, Alex, is all their weapons, devices, communications, and I'm telling people how to pray, will be turned against one another and not against
people. And by the way, if you read naval dispatches from admirals, especially the British and others, they would pray in council, and a lot of these guys were even worldly, but they knew the power of it, for their enemies to be frustrated, for their systems to break, for them to be confused, and that's any successful army. George Washington, who was a believer, he did that as well. It's real, ladies and gentlemen.
It is real. And Alex, again, Pastor David Langford and I, quick 10-second piece, for 5 weeks on Doug Hagman's show, we had a time of calling the people of America to repentance. I know this. I know I've watched it happen, and I've gotten emails from people in high places and people coming by my store. They won't call or anything, just showing up and saying, you don't know what that did. They fear the power of prayer more than they fear any weapon that you could field against them.
Absolutely, and unfortunately, if folks don't have enough brain cells, they don't resonate and pick it up. That's in major medical studies. Let's talk to Bridget in Minnesota. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Steve.
Hey, thanks for holding.
Sure. Of all the questions, a million of them in my head, I chose to ask about the chemtrails and the mystery illness like your Uncle Alex and your cousin have been stricken with. Steve, have you ever used like olive leaf oil like Alex said he has? Or
yes,
any oil of oregano?
Echinacea and olive leaf to fight what I'm under right now. We got sprayed horrifically. I can only tell you this. Olive leaf and echinacea combined have really helped me.
Okay. And Alex, where do you get your olive leaf oils? Because obviously it works.
Well, I've been okay. And my cousin died. My uncle is getting a little bit better, but he's still, you know, in really serious water. And thank you all for your prayers. I've got a bunch of different brands of it, and I do take it, and I try to make my children take it. The oil of oregano is incredible, but kids don't like it because it tastes I love hot, spicy things, so I like it. But obviously, it's not really hot and spicy. It's just real strong. But I try to get them to take that, and they've gotten better. But it's definitely hitting Texas. I mean, they're having massive deaths at every major hospital, and it's not in the news. And again, when they have some fake flu thing, they hype it up like it's the end of the world. They're not hyping this up, which historically I've seen means that they're behind it. And I've talked to the doctors. They're saying it's really weird. It's like staph and other bacteria that are souped up with microplasms in them, which they've never seen anything like this. Thank you for your call, ma'am. Steve Quayle, your take on that.
Well, I think that right now the idea is to incorporate everything that and that God has created. And there's a honey, too, that comes from New Zealand, Alex, called Manuka. I may be pronouncing it wrong, but it's amazing stuff. And what's fascinating is the ancients had to rely on this, not the pharmaceutical companies. It's just like the reason, let me share this. The end time as defined in the book of Revelation is a pharmaceutical devil-worshipping society that centers around merchandise. Does that sound familiar? And so the thing you have to do is counter what they've tried to do, and I believe that the Bible gives us absolute, even great instruction in that realm. So the things that you're doing with your health food supplements, that's the only thing that's going to help. It's kind of like, too, when you're taking coconut oil, the lauric and caprylic acid in coconut oil, the people at Interfoods have a great product that mixes even hot chocolate and cocoa milk.
I agree. We carry it at InfoWarsStore.com. Oh, incredible. Oh, absolutely. Coconut oil, they admit, helps people with epilepsy. It's all right there.
There's a reason why the U.S. government is conducting emergency drills simulating the collapse of the U.S. electrical grid.
Northeast Corridor, offline.
They're getting prepared. Will you be prepared when it shuts down?
A massive power outage.
The cyber Pearl Harbor.
The evacuation procedures are working.
The Grid Eraser and Grid Eraser Maximus portable solar generators. Available exclusively at offthegrid.com. The strongest, longest-lasting solar generators. Dollar for dollar, watt for watt, on the market. Double the size and output, but not double the price. Oh, yeah. One more thing. You only pay $10 for shipping for the Grid Eraser and Grid Eraser Maximus at offthegrid.com. Actually, shipping is just $10 for any order at offthegrid.com. Before you spend your hard-earned cash on a solar generator, do yourself a favor and check out the Grid Eraser and Grid Eraser Maximus at offthegrid.com. Solar generators with an attitude.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We're going to do a bit of overdrive with Steve Quayle. Appreciate all his time here today. The final transmission of radio for 2013. Be back tomorrow live in 2014 on New Year's Day. Have a safe night out there with all the drunks and crazies and checkpoints and the rest of it. I want to just take this time briefly to thank all of you for your support, your prayers in the last year. We couldn't have done any of this without you, and we're all in this together, those of us that love liberty. Let's go ahead now with Steve Quayle and talk to Ben in Missouri. Ben, thanks for calling and holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I listen almost every day, and every now and again, you have a show that's just amazing, over the top, really good. This is one of them. I think it's, you know, Steve has brought up one of the big points that's it's actually changed my life a lot. I was never really a religious person, and for a long time I considered myself atheist. Ever since I've been awake, I've really realized that God plays a huge role in everything.
Religious experiences have the highest brain waves. So what, even if it isn't real, it is real. We need it. Go ahead.
Definitely. We make it real. Also, your products are great. I love the coffee. It saved me a bunch on Starbucks.
Thank you, brother.
I got my fluoride shield. I had a little bit of detox going on, but now I feel great. The point that I was going to make today was about the awakening, I think, of the masses. I think 2014 is going to be the year when the masses kind of wake up. And there have been a couple of things that have happened that have been touched on in our local media here in St. Louis that specifically have really given me a lot of hope. The first one was they had some DNA swabbing checkpoints here in St. Charles County, which is near St. Louis. It's right next door, basically. And, you know, they reported on it about a week later in the paper after there was a bunch of public outcry. And, you know, you get a lot of public opinion by reading the comments section of stories like this. And every single comment was, how can they do this? This is so wrong. And to the point where the local St. Charles County sheriff came out, because it was sheriff's deputies who were off duty who were doing
exactly
that.
And we have to say no, and he backed off, right?
Right, he definitely did.
He told us, see, now they're using LAPD on duty. We got to jump to get to more calls here, but Steve Quayle, quick comment on that, then we're going to go to Ryan.
Well, I think the thing is that, you know, God bless you, my brother, the one that just is talking. The thing is that when you have higher brainwave activity, and this is what I want to tell everybody, you've got to disconnect from mainstream TV. You've got to disconnect from the news.
That's right.
Because, Alex, there are too many, there's 200 patents out there of how they are lulling you to sleep.
That's right. Lowering the brainwaves. Again, the state doesn't want you to up your brainwaves. That's why they want you to be an atheist. And I'm sorry, atheist. Religious people have higher brainwaves, and we have higher intelligence. There's so many studies. It's incredible. Let's go ahead and talk to Ryan in Nevada. Go ahead, sir. Your question for Steve Quayle. Or comment.
Hi, guys. Calling you from Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm an Afghan vet, as you alluded to prior, and found out kind of about the drug trade and whatnot that they did over there through, like, a ramble of friends and saw the conspiracy theory, and here I am. Trying to make the best use of my time to wake other people up. I've been, you know, taking people to dinners and talking to them and kind of making it more intimate. Calling the Congress people and whatnot. What else am I missing out here? You know,
that's right. He's wanting orders from headquarters, Steve. How do we get our force multipliers like this combat vet in the field in America in the war to awaken people?
Well, first of all, this is how I do it. I have learned to basically be just like he's a vet. You know, a well-placed shot is better than spraying and praying, okay? So I pray in the morning or sometime in the night. I say, Lord, take me to the people and help me to speak to the people whose hearts are open. And, you know, he's doing the right stuff. But
that's the key. You've got to pray for discernment and say, right. God, I'm weak. Protect me. Help me. Lift me up. Fill me with your spirit. Command me. Tell me what to do. The answer is just give God the keys. Right.
That's it. And Alex, it works. It's effective. It's much better than just trying to basically go shotgun approach to people that...
Absolutely. Stay there, Steve. Stay there, Ryan. I'm going to come back to you, Ryan, then Paul, Jay, Doug.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.